USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An unidentified man was killed Friday in an apparent great white shark attack while surfing in Morro Bay, California. First responders were dispatched Friday morning in response to a report of a victim unresponsive on the beach along California's central coast, according to a statement from the Morro Bay Police Department. The victim, whose age and identity have yet to be released, was pronounced dead on the beach. Travelers were having a rough Christmas Eve at the airport due in part to the coronavirus Omicron variant.
Imagine, with all our bags leaving the house, thinking we're going to travel, and then you get here and it's canceled.
According to FlightAware, United Airlines canceled at least 185 flights for Friday, about 9% of its planned schedule, and another 167 that were slated for Saturday. Happy holidays from USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jump. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at trackgrabber.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who was court-martialed and imprisoned after publicly blasting the Biden administration's disastrous pullout of American troops in Afghanistan, has announced he's been discharged from the Marine Corps. Representative Michael Walz, Republican of Florida, is encouraging him to run for office.
I mean, I would say to Mr. Scheller, we need leaders as politicians. We need leaders in office with a little bit of dirt and sand and blood and tears and sweat under their fingernails with that experience downrange. You know, right now, we're at a record low in our nation's history in terms of veterans in office. It's at 16%.
According to the United States Census Bureau, California lost 367,299 residents in 2021. That's 1% of its population. New York lost the second highest amount, losing 352,185 residents. This is USA Radio News. Merry Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Arnold Schwarzenegger celebrated Christmas with a very generous gift as the action star and former California governor gave 25 homeless vets a place of their own.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger donated 25 tiny homes to homeless veterans in Los Angeles for Christmas Eve. He tweeted, "It was fantastic to spend some time with our heroes and welcome them into their new homes. To me, this is the greatest Christmas gift." The former actor donated $250,000 to build the homes, which were donated a few days before Christmas. The city of Los Angeles remains an epicenter of homeless veterans struggling to find services. In July, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a $12 billion investment to tackle homelessness, with $8.5 billion going into creative new housing units. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
On Thursday, it was revealed that Vice President Kamala Harris has sought regular advice from former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton amidst criticisms about Kamala's leadership. According to the New York Times, since arriving in Washington, Ms. Harris has sought the counsel of other women, including Mrs. Clinton, the first female Democratic presidential nominee, who have achieved historical political success, to help her find a path. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards, wishing you a Merry Christmas.